With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically podcast. I'm Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and as always, it's an honor to have you all joining us. So thank you. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that take the time out to listen and to watch our podcast. You know I love you for it. You guys know that we do things differently. And starting with this episode, we are doing something entirely different from before. Now, before, remember, we'd have a variety of topics. We would invite a diversity of guests to discuss the same topics for about 4, 5, 6 episodes for a 60-minute episode. So we call those series as well. Well, we're going to shorten the discussion with only 2 guests so that we can touch more on more topics than we did before. So that's what's new. So in our new format, our guests will each speak for about 20 minutes. Again, shortening the episode, but giving you explosive value. So today we're diving in deep into something that has the power to change your life. Connecting with your intuition and following your unique path, no matter what others might think, right? That's what we're talking about. So this episode is all about you bracing who you are, tuning out external noise, and aligning yourself with your deepest truth. It's time to live authentically and unapologetically. So connecting with our intuition can sometimes feel like a mystical concept, but at its core, it's about trusting that inner voice, your inner voice. Our intuition guides us through tough decisions. It tells us when something doesn't feel right, and it nudges us, right, towards what makes us feel fulfilled. However, many of us struggle with doubt, overthinking, and pressure from societal expectations. So today, we will explore how to silence that doubt, how to listen to the inner voice, your inner voice, and stay focused on your unique path. Why is this important? Did I hear that? Why is this important? Well, here's why. Because being in tune with your intuition can help you avoid paths that aren't meant for you. It will create space for opportunities that are and ultimately lead to a more aligned and fulfilling life. Yep, that's why. But not only that, it's the ultimate form of empowerment. Being confident in your choices, even when they are different from what you expected or what others expect of you, and even yourself, right? So today, I'll be speaking with 2 guests, 2 amazing women, yes, who have mastered this art, and they're here to share their wisdom on how you can start living this way too. But let me say this. Personally, I used to struggle. I struggled with following, you know, my gut, especially when the world around me, right, my community, my family, that world seemed to be pulling me in multiple directions. But once I learned how to lean in into my intuition, the results were remarkable. Look, more clarity, more peace, and a stronger sense of self. Yes, a sense of who I am and whose I am. So if you ever found yourself lost or confused, unclear of your next step or about your life, well, this episode is for you. Again, I said we got two incredible, amazing guests that's going to speak about topic today. Both of them have charted their own path in ways that are not only inspiring, but deeply intuitive. They've turned inward to find the answers they were searching for and are now living unapologetically aligned with who they are at the core. So our first guest, she is the creator and CEO of Bevy. And if I'm pronouncing it wrong, it might be Bevy, but she's going to tell me. Y'all guys, you know I get some things wrong, but let's go with, here's who our guest is. She is the CEO of Bevy and the creator, a premium drinkware brand. In 2015, as a single mom needing to work to live, she took a job in the pharmaceutical sales industry. 2 months on the job, a 10-drink order for one of her offices would change her life forever. The hassle and waste associated with flimsy cardboard drink carriers propelled her to find a better solution. When she couldn't find one, she created one. And so began the 8-year journey of product creation. The company officially launched in 2023 with the original 12-cup drink carrier that features two utility patents, can be carried with one hand and fold for easy storage. It is the only carrier that can be branded with custom logos. Within 3 months of launching, Amazon Corporate, I said Amazon Corporate, you guys heard me, approached our guest to offer her an invitation only custom onboarding on their storefront. Just a month after launching, Amazon's influencers began to organically find the product, and within 6 months, Bevy had racked over 20 million views. I said 20 with a million. That's right. The 6-cup is currently in production and set for a holiday 2024 release with a pre-sale campaign currently running. There are 5 additional products that will be slated on a revolving 6-month cycle. Additionally, after spending countless time and money going down dirt roads, encountering some dead ends, and discovering some incredible wins, our guest decided to use all of this knowledge to help others have the know-how and courage to scale the product creation mountain. Her book, Pivot and Persevere, has launched on Amazon. It is a granular guidebook on product creation from $1. Bevy and our guest mission is to help others live their best life and to offer a hand to help those just beginning in their journey, on their journey. She mastered the art of trusting her intuition and is here to share how she has stayed true to herself while navigating a world full of distractions. So please help me to welcome Natalie Boyack of Bevy to Yay You Podcast. Yay! Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate you being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for, and you guys who are listening, her yes came at a short notice. So I am truly grateful, truly grateful. But before I let you give some juicy nuggets and start sharing all of your amazing self, I would like you to share with our listeners how we met, because our listeners, they know I love meeting people. So please, please, please share.
Well, wow, Kim, thank you so much for having me. I'm going to have you introduce me every time. So I had the pleasure of running into you and meeting you and bonding with you at the WBC Capital Summit last week in New York City. So I just think you are just an incredible woman, and I feel honored to know you and honored to be a part of this podcast as well. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome, y'all. And that's our story, and we're sticking with it. I met her a week ago. And that's what I'm saying. When you can connect with people who are authentic, they show up being real, right? They show up being themselves. Okay, so let's jump right into our discussion. So we all know that there is no shortage of people with a personal story or challenges in life. We know that, right? We also know that life happens every day. With that being said, Natalie, please share with us. Can you tell us a bit about a time when you felt disconnected from your intuition and how you found your way back to it?
Yeah, I think as far as my journey and my story goes, you know, the thing with intuition is that people get confused and think that intuition is about the ego, your brain, your headspace, right? Intuition is really comes from your spirit. It comes from your soul. It comes from who you are. And sometimes that information gets blurred and gets confused, especially when you have outside influences coming at you, constantly telling you, you should be doing this. This should be what you're doing. This is not what you're doing. And for me, I would say the biggest one in my life was my entire life. Again, was a single mom and needed to work to live, even though I knew in my heart I was an entrepreneur. And I knew in my heart I wanted to create, as I've been doing my whole life. But that doesn't always pay bills. And so I did take a job in corporate. And I will never forget that everyone around me was telling me, you're doing the right thing. And everyone had an opinion about the person I was dating or who I should be dating. And or everyone had an opinion about how I should raise my daughter. And I can remember lying in my bed, 2019, unhappy. I was so sad. I was so dissatisfied with the life that I was creating for myself and that this was going to be the experience that I was going to look back on, even though I knew in my heart, I knew everything about me inside said, you need to go change your life and go a different way. And I made that decision to start listening to that intuition, that knowing that you just know. And you want to let everyone else know, and you know, if you'll just give me a minute, you'll see that what I have inside of me is true and it is correct. And it is the path I'm supposed to be on. And so that's what I clung to for the next 5 years as I made the leap and made the launch and fired my job and took in an investment and created this product and brought it to market when I didn't know what I was doing. And so when I started really listening to myself and learning to tune out what others had to say, or that self-doubt that would creep in when something wasn't happening either in the time it should have happened or the way I thought it was going to happen, when I've learned to let go of all of those and sit back and just know and allow the surprises to come to me, that's when things started happening and started happening at a very rapid pace. And so now I've learned to just keep holding true to who this is and who I am, because that voice is never wrong. That's your spirit. That's your spirit who knows the journey you're supposed to be on.
Absolutely. And I love when you said you fired your job like that. I'm going to have to borrow that.
You can borrow that one.
You fired your job. I really, really appreciate that. So I know along this path, there were challenges. So what challenges did you face when you first started trusting your intuition, and how did you overcome them? I remember you were saying people were giving you their opinions and telling you what you should do with your life and all of that. So you know the challenges. Share with us, what were they, right, that you faced first, and how you start trusting, and how did you overcome all of this, right? How did you overcome those challenges?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenges that I incurred was this journey took 8 years. And so along that 8-year journey, it was maybe you should just go get a job, or maybe not everyone likes your product as much as you think they do, or they think they will. Or I would experience a setback either in fundraising, or I'd experience a setback in manufacturing, you know, the product itself. And then personally, you know, I would encounter these, stop being such a creative, start being more realistic. You need to go be able to support your daughter. I mean, I had a former friend say that to me, that she didn't feel like I was making smart decisions when I was not taking care of my daughter, which trust me, this she's taken care of. And so it's hard when you are just trying to march to your drum and yet have all of these. And when you have so much come at you constantly, that does create the ego to start turning on, because that's where all the negative self-doubt comes from. It doesn't come from here. It comes from here. So I think the biggest way of learning to overcome all of these was to start practicing mindfulness, gratefulness, gratitude, meditating, learning to tune out, learning to not react when someone has something to say. Those were some key tools that I had to learn to incorporate in my life, spending quality time with myself. The beauty about when your intuition and your soul are connected in the way that level they are, the whole core of life is love. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to feel good. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel right. And I've had to learn that sometimes I would just have to make people mad. I would have to make people upset. You're not going to be loved by everyone. And sometimes those decisions and steps that you make, they may not be the right thing that you see right in front of you, but at the time, but you know it's going to be right. And look, at the end of the day, if it's not right, and you start going down a dirt road, which I said I went down many and I did, guess what? You just pivot. You just pivot. I use this term incredibly lightly because it's kind of morbid, but I say to myself a lot, okay, but no one died. But no one died. There's no decision or path or whatever that you decide to make that's ever going to just stop you. And oftentimes, you weren't given a handbook. Your intuition didn't like spit out a handbook and say, okay, this is the path, the journey you're supposed to go down. Okay, you're going to do this next week. And then in 6 months, you're going to do this. That's kind of why life is the way that it is. And that's when you learn and pivot and grow and change and challenge. And I wouldn't have had a book to write if it hadn't taken me 8 years. And I wouldn't have had to kind of find my own way and learn to trust my intuition. I was listening to what everybody else was telling me they thought I should be doing. And that's what led to so many dead ends and dirt roads. And now I've learned to really not be emotional when it comes to a decision making. I've learned to be incredibly to sit on it for a minute and sit with myself to figure out if that's the right one to make.
And so thank you so much for that, because in what you shared, you also shared some practical tips. In what you did, you just didn't say, hey, this is what you said. It was mindfulness. I had to sit with myself. I had to block out what people are saying. So I'm saying that to say, for those who are listening right now who may be struggling with doubt or overthinking, you shared some nice practical tips in what to give them for them to start listening to their inner voice. I'm just being still. I love where you said, I just had to sit with myself, mm-hmm. just sit with me. And so, and before that, you were like, just block out, not listen to the people, the naysayers who were coming against me or saying certain things. I had to stop and not listen to them. So I appreciate that. As you were sharing it, I start hearing the practical tips, and I just wanted to point them out to our listeners who may be struggling. If you missed it, hit rewind and so you can hear it again. Well, so with that being said, can you share how do you handle moments when external influences, you shared a couple of them, right, try to pull you off your path? They try to pull you off your path. And how do you handle that? And how do you stay grounded in who you are?
You know, I think the first practical is for those people that you allow their energy to come your way. Is it someone that belongs in your life? I mean, quite frankly, I had a friend who I had to wish her well and go a separate way because the negativity and the feedback and the toxicity was not good for me. It did cause me self-doubt and it did pull me off of who I am. And so I think that's really important to know that the phrase, they're either here for a lifetime or here for a season, it's kind of true. And, you know, you have to make sure you are surrounding yourself with people and individuals that are going to lift you up and help support your journey, because it's not their journey, it's your journey. And, you know, that's probably my biggest piece of advice as far as that's concerned. And the other one is, again, you're not going to be everyone's friend. And it's okay to make someone mad or upset. It's okay for them to not see your viewpoint or your intuition. It's okay for them to not believe that what you're doing is the right thing. I can remember last year, I took my big drink carrier out to Las Vegas because I wanted to see if the hospitality world would like it versus the big heavy tray. And they all loved it, except I used Starbucks as my drink sample sizes. So the bigger drinks, these big drinks like the Stanleys, they won't fit. Mm-hmm. But they all said, go change the inside to fit all drink sizes and we'll buy them. So I was just starting my sixth cup and I stopped, halted everything. And I said, no, we have to change the interior. And at the time, my partners did not think this was a good idea for me to go to Vegas. It wasn't a good use of money. They didn't want me to go. It didn't result in any sales while I was out there. But what it did a year and a half later was create the better version of my second product. Yeah. So I trusted my intuition. I knew I needed to go out there and I used my own credit card for the trip because I knew I needed to go. And so I think learning to be strong and hold true to the decisions that you're making in life or the journey that you're on in life, I think learning to trust it. And the more you learn to trust it, the stronger it speaks to you, the bigger it gets, the easier it gets. You know, when I have tough decisions to make or anxious about something, I just go inward. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of praying, a lot of meditating, a lot of journaling. If there's something that's not good in my life, I write out things about it and try to come up with a good solution.
Right. And you just gave more tips. So I appreciate that so, so much. One of the things as you were speaking, you said you're going to have friends, but they're not your friends. And it's okay, right? Everybody's not going to like you. And so I just wanted to reiterate that because I think that's juicy, right? Meaning it's so mm-hmm. powerful. You also not only share some more tips, but you help the listeners get clear on how you stayed when someone tried to pull you off. Thank you so much for that, the personal example or story that you shared about Vegas, where you knew within you had to be there and you had the naysayers, but you went. The other thing that popped in my head is this: mistakes are going to happen and we have to embrace our mistakes. We have to embrace our failures because none of us are perfect at all. And so when we learn to do that, especially like for me, I leaned into my mistakes and it helped me to pay more attention to my intuition as well. And so I thank you for that. So in conclusion, let's share, what is the one thing that you would like listeners to remember when it comes to connecting with their intuition?
So I've actually got two things. I've touched on one already. And the first is your result from trusting your intuition, it may not present itself instantaneously. And it may not be necessarily a positive at the time result, very much a reason why your intuition led you down a certain path. And it may present itself 6 months down the road, a year down the road, 2 years down the road, or like me, 8 years into a journey, I couldn't understand why it was taking so long. And it's because I was supposed to write this book. So these trusting your intuition is, it's different to go down a path and it turn into a dead end. Now that's when you do need to pivot. But you know, when you do something that it doesn't necessarily provide you the results that you were thinking, doesn't mean that there's not a bigger picture at play. And so that's kind of my first one. And my second one, I think that's very important, is your intuition is so powerful. And I'll share this story with your viewers because I know she would be okay with me doing this. My now 16-year-old, who was at the time 13, was a 10-year classically trained ballerina. And she thought it was a great idea to Google how much should a 5'5" ballerina weigh. And it came back at 100 pounds. And my intuition, as I started watching her losing weight, losing weight, losing weight, losing weight, I knew something was wrong. And sure enough, I couldn't get her to the doctor fast enough. And she did develop an eating disorder. Wow. And my intuition was to do whatever I needed to do to help save her. And so we quit ballet the next day. By the next week, I had her in a treatment, 3-month treatment facility.
Absolutely.
And she cried and begged me the first day I picked her up. And I thought I was really messing up her life. She wanted to go back to school. But my intuition said, you're doing the right thing. And I can say by the time she left and 3 months later, she was crying because she was leaving. And she wrote me a letter thanking me for saving her life. And she started writing. She's a beautiful writer. She just, as a junior, she just finished a 4-week summer at USC's writing program. And so that was all my intuition that said, yes, you are doing the right thing and something amazingly good is going to come from it. And so that's just a really great example of how strong our intuition is as women, especially. I mean, we have such an amazing level of power and opportunity inside us. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful that I've learned to tap into it. But those are probably the two takeaways that I would have.
Wow. You guys heard it. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I cannot end our segment without giving you an opportunity to share with our listeners how to connect with you, because your story with your daughter, there may be others who are listening whose daughter is going through the same thing, and they may want to connect with you just for that. I'm so glad that your intuition saved not only, you know, changed your life, but saved your daughter's life. So please, please, please take this time, share with our listeners, tell them about your website, if you want to give them your email address, even if you want to give them your number, it's up to you. Your LinkedIn, your Facebook, and you know, all of those platforms, whatever it is that you would like to share so that they can connect with you, please, please, please feel free to.
Well, I'm so easy to find. My website is bevy.com, and you can find us on all the social platforms. You can find me personally on all the social platforms. My email is so simple. It's just natalie@bevy.com. So I'm here to help, support, encourage. And again, my wish is for everyone to find their journey and live their best life.
That is so amazing. So there you have it, you guys. Thank you, Natalie. Boy, did I say it correctly? I hope I did.
Boyette.
Thank you for correcting me, because that's the area that I playing a lot, getting names wrong. So I don't mind the correction whatsoever. Thank you so much for just being the gift that you are to this world and serving the world the way you do. I'm honored, and was honored when I met you last week and was honored when we spent time together. And then when the thought came, oh, let me ask her. And you said, yes, I was elated because I knew who I met last week and you moved me then, and I knew you would move my audience. So I am so grateful. Thank you again and again and again for sharing your gifts and talents. We truly, truly appreciate you. You are so
thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, everyone. Such an insightful conversation with Natalie. Oh my goodness. All right. You know, it's always inspiring to hear how people find the courage to trust themselves, even in the face of uncertainty. You can definitely, definitely go wrong with trusting others. Mm-hmm. Yep. But once you lean into your intuition, you can't go wrong with trusting yourself. All right, so let's do this. Let's shift gears now because I want to introduce you to our next amazing guest. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about her. Okay, I gave you a clue. It's a her. It's a female, right? Here we go. Her journey is unique, and she too had found incredible ways to tune into her inner guidance while overcoming obstacles. She is a finance and operations executive with over 30 years of entrepreneur mindset, leadership, and strategic thinking. She serves as Prelude's chief financial officer. She is responsible for strategic planning, organizing, directing, and controlling the finance activities. Her business perspective in combination with a demonstrated tactical ability develop strong working relationships with Prelude's clients, partners, and suppliers. Before joining Prelude, she led the finance and contract center operations team of a retail healthcare marketing company who patented technology provided the first consumer promotion validation process using POS transaction data. Customer service contact center experience was initially obtained through her role in the acquisition of a 30 million contact center. She actively participated in securing 27 million in funding and led the assimilation, structure, and processes of the finance accounting department of the acquisition, its subsidies, and partnerships. She also led the finance and human resource activities of a technology software development company and was instrumental in securing 15 million in funding. Our guest earned a BS degree in accounting from the University of Delaware. Her passion for finance extends into her personal life, where she serves on the board of a local nonprofit, volunteering her leadership and financial expertise. She is originally from Pennsylvania and relocated 10 years ago to Sarasota, Florida, to support and be closer to her parents. She also enjoys spending time with her two sons and two granddaughters in Pennsylvania and New York. Please, please, please help me to welcome Sudan Wyden to the Yay You podcast. Yay, Susan, welcome, 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 welcome. We are so happy that you're here. Yay, 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 yay.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Isn't she beautiful? I think so. Thank you so much, Susan. Susan brings a different yet equally powerful perspective on connecting with intuition and following her path. Again, thank you, Susan, so much for saying yes. And thank you for being here today.
Oh, I couldn't miss it for the world. Couldn't miss it.
Yes, thank you. Well, because meeting people is my jam, I would love for you to share with our listeners how we met, how you and I met.
Oh, okay. Well, we met about 3 weeks ago. There was a Women's Capital Summit held in New York by the Women's Business Collaborative. And there was a break time where we were standing around and you walked up and we just struck a conversation and had the best time. And we then had great experiences. We went out for dinner that night and we created the group Magic Five with three other amazing female executives. And so, I mean, I'm just drawn to you. It was a great, just great. It was karma meeting you, Kim.
True. That's true. It was phenomenal. And so you guys, you know, I shared with you already about my sister that she passed away. But guess what? This is how we know we connect. Susan shares the same birthday of my sister. Oh my goodness. So it was like, okay, we're sister friends for the rest of our lives.
That's true. That's true.
Yes, yes. And so I just introduced you guys to my new sister friend, Susan Wyden.
Now, always be your sister friend.
Yay. I appreciate that so much. All right, so let's get started.
Yeah.
Jump into our discussion. So we all are different in unique ways, and each of us have lived and endured different aspects of life. And so we all know life is a journey, and in life we have breakdowns and breakthroughs, right? So can you share with our listeners an experience where following your intuition led you to a breakthrough moment in your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been a number of them since my life's a little longer than yours. But one that was probably the most, I mean, how to describe it, it was with my mother. It actually was what brought me to Sarasota from Pennsylvania. It was about 10 years ago. And I was very happy living in Pennsylvania. And through conversations, my daily conversations with my mother, I was just getting this feeling that she needed me. And I had been thinking of moving down there, but it was very strange, Kim. All of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I can move. There's nothing holding me back. And I put my home on the market, sold in 3 days. So nothing was holding me back. And I packed up my car and down to Florida I moved. And probably a month after I moved, she got very, very sick. And she needed an advocate for her health. She did not have one. And I pretty much spent the next year and a half in and out of emergency rooms with her, changing her doctors, changing her medications. And it was amazing to me when I look back on it, how just going by that intuition, I needed to do it. And it just was so powerful that that's what the result was. And thankfully, my mother, God bless her, is doing great. I still keep my eye on her, but all is well. And I'm
awesome. So as you were sharing, I reflect on our conversation because we were talking about our mothers as well. And I shared with our listeners already how my mother took ill as well. And then being an advocate, right? We have to be their advocates in these situations to really help them to get the clarity that they need for their own health. And so I admired that in you as well, because we both was on that same playing field of being an advocate for our mother. And so I just want to say, yes, our intuition and that intuition of yours poked you on the side and you took action. And so, but sometimes society's expectations can push us in directions that don't feel right. How have you managed to navigate these pressures to stay true to yourself? As you were speaking about what you had to do with your mom, and I'm quite sure that whole decision to go came with pressures, came with society expectations as well. So how have you been able to manage and navigate those pressures or any that come as well to stay true to yourself?
Trial and error. I mean, seriously, Kim, that's pretty much it. I mean, in the very beginning of my career and my young life and all, there was a lot of, I felt like I was letting that pressure change my behavior more so. And I learned just through the course of the time to not listen to it as much. Listen to what makes you happy inside and what makes the people that you love and feel strongly for, makes them happy, and you'll make the right decision. So it's pretty much that simple. Unfortunately, it's had to do some errors, trial and error.
No, but I love the trial and error because I think of it when you said that, I thought of mistakes. See, we run from our mistakes. We hide from our failures. We don't want people to know. And so, but I really believe that in our mistakes, in our trial and errors, right, that we learn from what occurred. And so
absolutely.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much. So let me ask you this. Because of your trials and errors, right, and learning about you and staying true to yourself, do you have any daily or regular practices that help you to connect with your intuition?
I would say, and I pretty much adopted this when I moved down here. So fortunately, I live 10 minutes from the beach, and I love being near water and having that openness. So I walk the beach every morning, 4 miles, and I don't have earbuds in. I don't listen to music. I just pretty much just walk, and a lot of good thoughts come in during that time frame. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours, but it's amazing, and I need it. When I'm not able to walk, I definitely need it. So that's pretty much what I do personally, is get that intuition by just walking the beach and listening to myself, kind of thing.
Yes. And nature plays a role in that. When you hear those waves crashing up against the shore or the rocks, and then you'll hear some seagulls flying or chirping, and all of that plays a part because you're definitely in nature. And what I loved about what you said was listen to music and you don't have earbuds in, and you're literally in nature. You're consuming nature and you're allowing nature to consume you as well. And that, oh my gosh, brings so much peace and calm.
It's therapeutic to me.
Very much so. As you were sharing, I saw you walking on the beach.
Well, you can come down anytime and visit. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. Consider it done, right? I'm going to take you up on that.
You
Before
can.
Before you know it, I'll be ringing your doorbell and you'll be like, okay, who's that? Oh, wait.
It's Dr. Kim.
I'll see you here.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. So, all right. So we talked about a daily practice. What about, what role does self-empowerment play in being able to trust your gut and pursue your authentic path?
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely critical. I mean, I've learned that, again, through trial and error, but having that belief in yourself and belief in making the best decision based on what you know is so key. I believe in karma. I believe in everything happens for a reason. And even if it doesn't seem like it's turning out the way you want it to, when you think back, when time goes on and you think back, it puts you in the right path. It puts you in the path that you were supposed to be. So it's a very critical thing to be self-empowered.
Okay. So to wind up our conversation, what would be a takeaway? So for example, for those struggling to make decisions or they're unsure of what their path looks like, what is the one piece of advice that you would give them to start or to begin trusting themselves more?
You know, Kim, it's interesting. About a year ago, a very dear friend of mine, a younger that I met through family and business, she came to me because she was in that, she's mid in her career, and she was in a tough situation with her environment. And she called me and wanted to just kind of talk about where she was and what to do next and any advice. And I reassured her that my experience of knowing her for the years, that I felt very confident in whatever decision she would make, and she would do well in any choice she makes. I think she needed a little more of that confidence. And again, it just felt like she just needed to surround herself with people that would just keep her
grounded.
Yeah, grounded, and to keep her moving forward and pushing her up. And
another word.
Yeah. So it was interesting because that just came about a little while ago. And when you asked that question, I thought of that immediately. So.
Okay. And so what I hear you saying is for them to surround themselves with people who support them.
Absolutely. Positive people, good vibes, you know, good energy off. I mean, that is so key. That is so key. That's why you and I've met.
That's true. You have a vibe, girl. You have a vibe.
You have high positive energy for sure.
I received that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So what I want you to share now is how can our listeners connect with you? Because you shared some juicy tidbits, and I want them, if they feel a need to connect with you, feel free to provide, if you have a website, if you want them to connect with you through your email or LinkedIn or Facebook, Instagram, you know, all the social media platforms, stuff like that. You would like them to connect with you anyway, in any way, please feel free to, at this moment, share. How can they do that?
Well, I am on LinkedIn, and it's Susan Wyden on LinkedIn. And feel free to connect with me. And if I can help anyone in any way, I'd love to. I keep my contacts open. So if anyone has similar contacts or wants to get an introduction, I'll be more than happy to do that as well. So yeah, LinkedIn is probably the best way.
Awesome. 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 What a pleasure it is to have you on. What a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You definitely made a difference just by sharing. And that's what I say that to people. Sometimes we can share like we did, but then sometimes just your presence alone helps people. You can be in the room and you don't have to say anything. You can just stand there and smile. And your smile would resonate with people that are in the room and touch them. So I know someone has been touched. Someone has been healed. Someone has been inspired by your words as well as Natalie's words of wisdom that you guys shared on this episode. I am truly, truly honored, and I'm grateful to have both of you on our show. Thank you so much again and again.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
You are so welcome. Wow. What an incredible episode. Both of our guests shared so many pearls of wisdom about trusting yourself, connecting with your intuition, and unapologetically walking your path. It's a reminder that we don't need to have all the answers or fit in to any mold. Sometimes the best thing we can do is trust ourselves and move forward in alignment with what we feel, with what feels right for us, what feels right for you, what feels right for me. Remember, connecting with your intuition is a practice, not a one-time thing. Take time to listen to yourself, pay attention to the signs, and don't be afraid to follow a path that's uniquely yours. If you enjoyed today's episode, I encourage you to share it with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to You Unapologetically so you will never miss an episode. All right. So with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, this pushes you to dumb down, hide who you really are, and go with the flow. You are you unapologetically, and it means being true to who you are, who you were created to be, and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. People are going to talk. Let them talk. They're going to talk about you. Let them talk. You have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. When you show up without pretense or hesitation, the world cannot dull your glamour. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light, share it, and help others to tap into their own brilliance. So put an end to the despairing mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Join me here in a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about being you. That's right, about being you, because you are you unapologetically. And no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast, staying here with us. We truly appreciate it. Thanks for your support. Please know we can't do it without you. Thanks for tuning in. We really, really appreciate it. And remember, keep trusting yourself, and I'll see you next time on Yay You. Ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.